Thank you, Ross. Some people would say that the children's talk that I bring is much better than the sermon. But they understand it. They get sort of so intense and involved that you miss it. So I want to maybe make it interactive. So children are not defined by age. You can be a child at 40 if you want. So you can answer the questions if you need. And we are planning to have a song called This Little Light of Mine. And sort of to build up to that, I want to understand a little bit about what light is. But first, I've got a visual aid. You've all seen red bags before. So what's going to happen if I blow it up? So what's happened? Who wants me to do this? My wife doesn't want me to do that. So there was an absence of air in the bag, and now I've put air inside it. So I can deflate it, but I can also do more than that. I can make it. What have I created, people? A vacuum. Now, I thought someone would say an Electrolux. Because that was the old type of vacuums we used to have. So we've got a vacuum. So there's an absence of air in there now, is that correct? So we have a vacuum. I'm sorry it's not a bit of bag. So let me think about it. If we have love in our lives, what is the opposite of love? If we don't have love for something, what can be the opposite emotion that is generated? Yeah. And that's true. But what allows the hatred to come in? The vacuum. The absence of love. So God created love, but if we don't have it, can you say something? I can see a blessing to say.
Well, we've talked about this in our groups, and we actually think it's selfishness. The opposite.
Which leads to actions, which could be included. Yeah, absolutely. So that's fine. What is the opposite of light?
Darkness.
Or using this analogy, the absence of... Because God created light. And so if we have light, it radiates. So can you have something where it's... For example, if this was 10 o'clock at night, and I lit a candle, would the light go around the room? A little bit of light goes a long way, doesn't it? The light radiates and it dispels the darkness. So I think that love is a stronger emotion, or the strongest emotion that we can use. I think light is also really powerful. And I'll ask Jenny to light the candle. To my shame, I didn't bring a candle. I had to buy one from the warehouse this morning. So if we light the candle, we will have some light. And so part of our witness of how we behave, how we act, how we interact with the community, people can call that our light. So we make a difference. Like a light shining in the dark room, one Christian in a meeting, one Christian in a community can change the community. So a light, a little bit of light can go a long way. Now Jenny, I know Clarence Gardine would have worked in bushels per acre when he was a younger man. So a bushel is a weight or a measurement, is that right, Clarence?
Yeah.
So if you had a bucket and it was a bushel measure, I think that could be where part of the song comes from. So a bushel is a certain amount. So let's pretend that's a bushel measure, and let's put that on top of the light and see what happens. How long should it be? About now, do you think? Oh, what's happened? Because you've pulled out of being a light and you've hidden away, your light goes out. And we don't want that, do we? We want our light to shine all the time. Are you ready for the song? Right. I have a song where I like you to participate, and there's a bit there, in the second verse, where it says no. And so it's a good no. And so if you're able to stamp your feet, do that. If you're able to clap your hands, that's good, do that. Or if you want to shout it out, you can do that as well. So we're positive that we're not going to get our light out. Do you agree? You're absolutely certain. Please stand. We'll sing the song. This Little Light of Mine.